It's such a pleasure to welcome award-winning chef and restaurateur Spike Jurdy to WBJC. He is the vision behind places like Woodbury Kitchen, Artifact Coffee, Parts and Labour, and a new venture, a new bookstore cafe called Bird in Hand, and this is in Charles Village. Where does the name Bird in Hand come from?
It is more than anything kind of a loving nod to the small town of in Pennsylvania called Bird in Hand, around which a number of our farmers are located. As much as anything, I just love the sound of it as well, and it's sweet and humble, and I think embodies a little bit of what that shop is about.
Tell me about the James Baird Award and how that has played into the way that you have envisioned this whole idea of farm-to-table sourcing.
Well, now I'm a celebrity, and I get to show up at supermarkets and get paid. No, I don't do that. No, it's nothing like that. It's I thought, as much as anything, the award recognized what we had accomplished at Woodbury. And I was very, very proud of that, to bring it back to Baltimore at a moment when I think the city was in short supply of good news and good stories. And also because I thought it was kind of an interesting acknowledgement, if that's the right word, for what we had been able to do at Woodbury with our sourcing, with deepening focus on local ingredients. We were able to create a world-class restaurant and are able to create a world-class dining experience every night. That wasn't explicitly acknowledged in the award, but I took it and brought it home and brought it back to Woodbury and the team there with the idea that, you know, this shows that you can do what we're doing and do it at a level that will get that kind of acknowledgement.
Tell me about that moment of click when you knew that this sourcing farm-to-table was going to be the way that you were going to go.
It happened slowly over time, I would say. The way that I was evolving as a chef over time, you know, Charlie, my brother and I were operating Spike and Charlie's since 1991, and I was going to the farmer's market and buying ingredients for the restaurant before there was really, an awareness of that could be a thing. And it took a while for it to kind of dawn on me as well that this was something I was doing as a chef. And, you know, it didn't seem particularly noteworthy. It was just something I was doing. And gradually it dawned on me that those relationships, the ones with growers that I'd already started working with at the farmers markets at first, and then they were delivering to us first at Spike and Charlie's and then at Atlantic and Joy America Cafe, all of which we were operating by the end of the 90s, that became the most important thing that I was doing as a chef. And, you know, the idea behind Woodbury was to strip away everything else. You know, this notion, this word concept is used a lot in connection with restaurants. And a lot of times you'll hear about a new restaurant and the question is, what's the concept? And the concept is going to be Peruvian sushi or, you know, who knows? And I just didn't want to do a concept. I wanted to ask a question about how we feed ourselves and what was the best way to do that. And I was going to answer it with a restaurant. And the restaurant was Woodbury Kitchen. A big part of that answer was that most, if not all of our food, all of the ingredients that we use in the restaurant, everything that you eat and drink could, and I think for very good reasons, should come from this place that we call home, which is, you know, variously called the Mid-Atlantic, or we could call it the Chesapeake region. I think the Chesapeake figures largely into our thinking and into our sourcing, so I think I like that idea.
It's been such a pleasure to speak to award-winning chef and restaurateur Spike Jurdy behind such visions as Woodbury Kitchen, Artifact Coffee, Parts and Labour, and most recently, a new bookstore cafe in Charles Village called Bird in Hand. Thank you so much for coming to talk to us.
Great to be with you.